It's Friday the 4th of March, 8 a.m. Well, it's not even 8 a.m. this morning, earlier. Having to shelter between the laurel bush and the Wislay conifer. Didn't realise it was as windy, so I didn't put my wind protection on this morning. Cold one too. And everything's damp because it rained last evening again. And this is one of the few dry spots in the garden, hiding here. With my back almost to the rear new fence. And if I swing round and look, peer up and over it, I can see brightness in the southeastern skies. Is the sun not out, not clear, not visible? So, there is some blue sky, but those clouds are heading west or west-northwest, which is unusual for here. The prevailing west winds we have. So that's totally unusual. Probably explains why it's quite a cold wind coming off the North Sea. The North Sea. I've only got to say the North Sea and everybody thinks cold. Well, it is. What gets me is, I wonder why they call it the North Sea when it's actually to the east. North to somewhere, but for us it's not north. North to us is the Pentland Firth and then the Arctic Ocean. So it's not north for us at all. So I think we should get together and change it. Call it, well, the East Sea. Nah, it doesn't have a ring about it, doesn't it? It doesn't have any prominence, it doesn't have any bite, because when the wind comes off it, it's bitter. And it wouldn't sound as bitter if you said it's coming off the East Sea. It just wouldn't sound right. We're all right, Tosh. So, another night of two halves. First half, good sleep, deep sleep. Second half, and usually after having to get out to go to the toilet, get up to go to the toilet, I mean. Second half, after, can be any time after three. But for disaster again. My God. And I know people might say, well, why don't you stop drinking tea? Well, I've tried it. I've tried stopping drinking tea about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Seriously. And it doesn't make a heap worse of a difference. My body seems to just... I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. I've tried it, trust me. My body still wants to get up at least twice during the night. My body lies over there. It will be when I snuff it. It won't be the ocean, it won't be so far. So, I'm feeling okay actually. Feeling very, very shattered when I got up. But other than that, I'm feeling okay. I ran the bike yesterday. Another approximately 10 mile run. And then about an hour and a half after that, I went for a fast walk up a way around through the town and back through the parks, doing a couple of errands for my wife, and I was more than happy to do it. I just felt so energetic. I felt I had to go and keep my fitness, or build my fitness level up even more. You know. So, my fitness level's getting up there, and I'm feeling fantastic for it. I really am. I'm feeling great. What a difference. Once I got over the morning lag, of course, from the night's sleep, or the lack of night's sleep, feeling good. So getting back on the bike's been a big boost to me. Definitely have much more energy. And with the lengthening days, I know that I'll get together with my wife and we'll start to do early evening walks again, which we always enjoy. Just hope for some decent weather to do it. Go out for a stride around the town. Or, as some dialects in Scotland would say, gone for a donner. Stanley Baxter, class act. Can't wait till I see the new growth on that ivy, because I'm facing the back wall of the house now. Can't wait till I see the swelling buds and the first leaves. Yes. Praying for a good spring and summer this year. Heat. Real heat. That's what I want. Real heat. Feel the burn. Real heat into the ground. Dry soil. Oh my god, get the hose out again. I remember when we came here, and for a good number of years, with the children here, summer months, hose was on almost every day, sprinklers were on. I remember having the fun of soaking my daughters as they passed with the garden hose for a lark, because it was so warm. Ah. I haven't done that for a while. Well, I went to something with daughters now. Yes, usually the hose lies dormant, apart from washing the car. One can but dream. Looking to the left and up, way up inside the very tall part, rear part of the laurel, I can see the beginnings of a nest. Lots of very, very fine twigs crisscrossed across a couple of branches. But I'm not sure. I think it's a bit too exposed for blackbird. And it's also too big. Far too big for a blackbird. It's not the right type of nest at all. So, who or what was or is attempting to build a nest there? It's got to be something big, like a magpie or collar dove. Not a collar dove or wood pigeon, but I doubt it. It's also a bit precarious. Cats can climb, you know, so far. Anyway, I'll have to remember to kick it up another day and see if it's developing or if it's been abandoned. And that really hurt my arthritic neck doing that. I'm not going to do that again. Hmm.